This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
A bidding war has been going on for a while now over a French energy company called Alstom. Germany's Siemens, together with Japan's Mitsubishi Heavy Industries, raised their bid for the company this morning to around $19 billion. In the end, though, General Electric won out. Well, sort of. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains.
As a company, Alstom has two focuses, its energy business and its rail business. None of the companies bidding for Alstom want the train business. They want the turbines, steam and gas turbines.
It's actually a very good deal for General Electric because it's right in the vein of what they already do.
Daniel Holland is an equity analyst at Morningstar. He says the deal has dragged out because French politicians worry about the consequences.
The country of France is really concerned with, jobs and then also technology security.
France wants to protect its nuclear secrets. As part of the deal, GE would create 50-50 partnerships with Alstom in nuclear and renewable energies. And GE has promised to add thousands of new jobs. But that may not be enough. Even though French officials have declared General Electric as the winner, they also called for GE to submit a revised proposal.
The French government is completely capable of screwing up this transaction.
Cliff Ransom is an independent equity analyst. He says the French government is involved in the business negotiations for the wrong reasons.
To think that they can, in the name of national pride, derail what would have been a very positive transaction, already approved by the GE and the Alstom boards, is probably ludicrous, if not preposterous.
In the end, it looks like politicians will be more than gatekeepers. They'll be business partners. The French government says it intends to buy about 20% of Alstom. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.